Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, KSL friends. This is Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. It's a great day here on KSL. Thank you for joining us. Today we have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design. Welcome, Jamie. Hello. Are you today?
I'm good.
It's always great to have Jamie Walker on the show with us. Jamie, you and I have been working together on a few different projects, specifically one with the Jackson family. They're building an incredible home in Bear Lake.
Yeah.
And today we get to talk about the process and all the good things. But, you know, first and foremost, it's Father's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
All those dads, you know, get your presents for those dads. We get to give a shout out and talk a little bit about, you know, what you learned from your father.
Yeah. I think my mom's great. She taught me a lot of different things, especially how to clean, keep my room clean, make my bed, that kind of stuff. I remember waking up at midnight sometimes hearing the vacuum running.
Aww.
It was my mom cleaning the house. I had four brothers, so it was a tough job for her. But for Father's Day, a lot of my work ethic comes from my dad and my grandpa. And my grandpa grew up in the Great Depression and learned the skill of building houses in the 40s after, you know, World War II and stuff like that. He actually had a drive-in movie theater as a part-time gig.
Wow.
And a mechanic shop. And then one day, I don't know if I've told this story before, but I'll break into that. My grandpa came home from work and told my grandma, hey, I've read about these spec homes you can build and sell to people. I'm going to build a house. And so she said, you're crazy. Go back to the auto shop. And so he went down to the bank and said, hey, I need a loan to build a spec home, and I'm going to break into the building industry that way.
Wow.
And the banker said, shouldn't you be working on my car right now? And he shot him down. And so my grandpa, he was pretty stubborn, and he went door to door to his neighbors and said, do you guys want to pitch in and let's build this spec home and we'll all split the profits?
Wow.
And he sold them on it. They all his neighbors got together, funded the project. He built a spec home and put it up for sale. And guess who bought it?
Who?
The banker.
Oh,
after all that.
That's awesome.
So that was the start of Walker building homes back in the 40s. And so when I was a kid growing up in Oregon, my dad and my grandpa would build every house we lived in. We'd live in it for a couple of years and then put up the for sale sign and sell it. And they would make money on it and then roll that into the next house. And you see that happen a lot these days with people building specs and building one and selling it and moving on to the next one. But my parents did that as a kid. So we built six or seven homes before they paid cash for the last one.
Wow.
And my dad had a full-time job. He would build these homes at night and on weekends. We'd live in a single wide trailer house on an acre while he built the house. And then we'd live in a real house for a couple of years and then do the whole thing again.
Wow.
So it was kind of weird to look back at it, but it taught me, you know, if you work hard, you know, when you don't have to, then when tough times come, it makes it a lot easier.
It's so true. My father was a firefighter for Provo City. And you don't make a ton of money being, you know, a public service person, whether you're a firefighter or a policeman. They don't get a lot of monetary things.
Yeah.
But I always viewed my father as a hero. There was no doubt when people really needed help, they would call 911. And when people were running out of the home, my dad was one that was running in the home to help. And I admire and respect that about him. He also was an entrepreneur. He had side gigs. My dad was a used car dealer, and he also did what's called the Heinz Mansion in Provo. It's a bed and breakfast. Huh. He and my mom, they remodeled this beautiful historic home into many, many bedrooms, and with the bathrooms, they were suites, and people, you know, newlyweds and anniversaries, and, you know, it was kind of a special occasion. event place, and they rented those, and they, it was all through hard work.
Yeah.
They had no experience and they just did it. And I just love dads. We all need good dads in our lives. And I respect and admire all the good fathers out there that are doing good things, teaching their kids hard work.
Yeah.
And of course, this is the real estate show, so we love anything real estate related. Your home really is your best investment. So, you know, how do you spell love? It's T-I-M-E. So spend time not only with your wife and your kids, but they are also the people that are giving in the community. I know in Utah specifically, we have so many service opportunities. And being a member of the Home Builders Association, I see firsthand these contractors and these subcontractors that are helping other people and doing things for free to help people in the community, not only at Christmas time and the times that, you know, you maybe feel a little more obligated, but all throughout the year. So good on you, dads.
Yeah, it's great to see a lot of these builders as family companies. You know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, awesome. So cool. Okay, right now the Parade of Homes is going on. I always say it's amazing that all of these builders are not divorced by the time the parade is over. You know, months leading up to the parade, they are there 24/7 trying to get these homes on time and managing subcontractors that are delayed and waiting for different products to come in and all the delays with that. People calling in sick and, you know, all the problems. But then they have to be at these parade homes for 2 weeks straight from noon to 9 p.m. And this is all during the time when it's graduation and all of those events.
Summer vacations.
And there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into to what happens here in Utah, not only in the residential market, but also in the commercial industry. And being a contractor is hard work.
Yeah.
Like you said,
it's a lot of scheduling, a lot of planning, a lot of putting out fires.
Yeah.
You know, to talk about your fire experience.
For sure.
With Dad.
So, Jamie, you are Walker Home Design. So you are more in the front end of that in organizing and designing these beautiful homes for people.
Yeah. We always try to inspire people to do a parade home and be involved. And a lot of vendors are able to give discounts if they can showcase their products and things like that. This year for the parade in Utah Valley, we're actually giving away some contests or doing some prizes and things like that. So a lot of times it's a Home Depot coupon or something like that. But if you go and take a picture at your favorite parade home and then tag Walker Home Design on it, we're going to group all those together and give a prize out at the end of the parade.
Awesome.
Probably be like a $500 gift card from Home Depot.
Oh, heck yes. Like I'm doing that. Can I win?
So yeah, share it with your friends. Anybody's able to win, so go for it.
That's amazing. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes is going on right now. And what a great gift to give to your dad to just go and see all these homes. The tickets are $20 each. At the Osmond Design Stores, you can buy them $3 off per ticket. So if you're buying multiple tickets, that really adds up. You also receive the magazine for free. You receive a bag for free and a lanyard for free. So you won't be losing your parade ticket anytime soon, which is great. There are also coupons on the parade tickets that you can use. We always love to support local, so keep that in mind. So, Jamie, this last week, I've been going to a lot of these homes. I've been really impressed with the trends and the designs, which is, you know, right up your wheelhouse. What are some of the trends that you're seeing in the market right now as you're designing some of these homes?
Well, I think when COVID first introduced itself to us a few years ago, a lot of people started working from home. So we're still seeing a lot of people wanting home offices. So working from home, designing rooms that fit your home office so that you can kind of be in your home, around your family, but not to allow your family into your workspace as much. So we're seeing some really cool home offices that we'll do. The other thing that's picked up over the last few years has been bigger pantries. I call it a scullery. So it's like a second kitchen. So we'll be doing $5, $10 million homes, and they just have an island and one bank of counters in the kitchen. And then behind that kitchen is a full workspace with the refrigerators, the stoves, the ovens, the ice makers, the dishwashers, things like that. All the appliances are kind of back tucked away So the kitchen area is fully open and entertainable that way.
I love that. You know, one thing in my home, I always love my home to just look like a model home.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's clean. Don't touch that. We can't actually cook in the kitchen because it will get messy. So my experience is I love to have that pantry where you can just make a mess, close the door, no one sees it, and you can enjoy eating and entertaining, and everyone it just wonders, how do you keep everything so clean, right? It's like opening the closet door and everything falls out. But we all need to feel happy in our homes, and your home really can be beautiful and it can be functional.
One of the tricks I learned from a builder once was he took his wife to shop for countertops, and she had a sandwich bag full of breadcrumbs. And they went into the counter store, and she would dump this like handful of breadcrumbs on the counter.
So bad.
And whichever counter hid those crumbs the best, that's how she picked her countertop.
Oh my gosh. All the tips and tricks of how to pick countertops. Today we have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores with locations in Lehigh and in Orem. Today we're talking about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. We're giving a shout out to all the fathers for Father's Day. If you are still needing gifts, make sure you stop into one of our stores. We have the coolest recliners. We have sideboards to go underneath those big screen TVs that you need. We have Parade of Homes tickets. Those are always an inexpensive thing that dads just love. We have blankets. We have the candles. You know, all the things guys love. Welcome, Jamie, to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. You know, one of the things I like about the parade we just spoke about a minute ago was coming up with the next honeydew list item. So sometimes
dads.
My wife jokes that every time we get ready to go or leave or something, I come up with a new project. So we have to wait in the car while I'm finishing mowing the lawn or something like that. So parades are fun for dads to come up with new things to build or create. So.
Absolutely. No, I think we're all creators in our own way. We have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design back on the show again. Jamie, Your main profession is designing homes. You do a phenomenal job.
I love designing homes. My dad told me once that if you find something to do that you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
I love that so much. I agree. I feel that in my own profession as being an interior designer, and it is so much fun. And oftentimes I have to pinch myself because I can't believe I get paid to do what I do. Yeah. It's so much fun. This last week I was in your office and we were working with some awesome clients, the Jackson family. They're building an incredible, entertaining and vacation home in Bear Lake area. And you had this really cool program. That's a CAD program.
Yeah. We have a software called Lumion, and it partners with our home design software called Revit. And then we also introduced Photoshop and things like that. And what it allows us to do is actually show our clients the home in 3D absolutely perfectly like it was already built. It's almost like flying a drone over the house before it's built. And one of the cool features, which you got to see, is that we can make changes right on the fly. So if the client says, oh, that's too brown, we can change it to black. Or if that's too black, we can change it to white or gray. Or, oh, that stone's too big, or that's in the wrong spot. We can flip-flop things and move things around. And by the end of that meeting, the clients were like, their jaw was dropped, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that cool to watch how excited they got?
Oh, I mean, for sure.
It was fun to design their home, and then now it's coming to life. Like watching it being built in real time months before they'll be able to even move in and live there. They can see what it's going to look like.
Absolutely. And not only did you design the home and then put the colors, but then you could decide where the concrete was and where the asphalt was. And the landscape part of that, which is incredible. Let's talk a little bit about the landscape.
Yeah. So with that software, before you guys showed up, I was looking at it with my marketing team, and we were adjusting tree locations and sizes. And so we pull it's like cut and paste, and then you grow the tree.
Yeah.
So you can see it, what it's like when it's little, medium, and large, and move it around the yard and see how the sun affects it and how the sun is going to hit that yard and where shade will be and things like that. So landscaping is pretty cool.
I think that's incredible. So not only is your home design important, but then just how you place it on the lot. Do you have a sloped lot? Is it a flat lot? Where are the views for your specific lot? It's hard to design a home if you don't have a lot purchased or a lot in mind that you want to purchase.
Yeah. So after we met with, we actually had Lindsay call us up. We went out to her place about a month ago.
So Lindsay's a host for KSL.
Yeah.
We're missing her today. She's on vacation.
Yep. She's hopefully taking lots of notes, though.
I know she's listening.
We came up with a cool list of questions to ask before you landscape. Now, if you go on our website at walkerhomedesign.com, I'll give us a little plug there.
Absolutely.
We've tried to make the process of building a house and creating your landscape and choosing your builder, choosing your architect and your home designer, we've tried to make that process way easier. Because how do you know who to pick? And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I've come up with around 20 to 30 questions to ask these people that you're going to work with on your project. And so after we talked to Lindsay at the last show, I said, you know what? I don't have a list of questions to ask before you landscape. And we do a ton of landscape design now. And so I went through and made a list of questions to ask before you landscape. It's on our website under frequently asked questions and information. You go on our website, you can find that, and it's a free download. So if you're interviewing a builder, you can download this sheet 5 or 10 times and fill it out for each builder and then lay it out there and compare who you're going to hire. Or same thing with your architect or your home designer, or if you're landscaping, what you should be asking. So I made a list of a couple of those questions to talk about here on the show today. The first question is, what's my vision for my landscape? Now, if you have a tiny yard, you might be limited. If you have a huge yard, you might only want to deal with part of it. You can also do this in phases, you know. My backyard, I joke with people that it's been a 10 to 15 year project, but we had it all laid out in 2008 when we bought the land and built, so we knew what it was going to be like at the end. And if you do that, you won't have too many surprises. You're still going to change your mind over a 10 year period probably, but if you kind of plan out those zones and what you're going to do, the big picture, then you can attack it as your budget allows, each of those phases. So have a vision.
I love that. I think space planning is more important than ever. Yeah. So maybe you do want a fire pit. Maybe you want a future swimming pool that you will put in, a swing set for grandkids, or maybe you have small kids that you need that, a tramp.
Yeah.
One of the things I really loved about the Parade of Homes as I've been touring these last week is just the varying levels.
Yeah.
Right? Just giving some dimension to your backyard instead of just sod and a few trees.
Yeah.
Right?
There's pros and cons about having flat lots versus sloped. Like the lot that I built on was perfectly flat. I mean, it sloped about a foot from side to side, but generally it was a flat lot. And I wanted some contour. So one of the tricks we tell our clients is we say, you know, when you're going to dig out a basement, which most people do here in Utah, you're going to have to pay someone to haul that dirt away. And I'm kind of a tightwad. So I'm like, well, I'm going to keep that dirt and create a mountain in my backyard.
Yeah.
So with that mountain, it sat for a couple of years, and then a friend of mine and I built up retaining walls and sculpted the mountain and put tunnels in it. So now it's got tunnels and slides and secret hobbit playhouses. And on the back of it, it's a sledding hill. So in the winter, my kids have a place they can go in the backyard and still play. And if you think through stuff like that, you can do some fun things with your lot.
That's amazing. And I think in Utah, we all have basements for the most part.
Yeah.
And just making those not feel like a dungeon is key. I love walkout basements. There are definitely ways to create retaining walls to open up that space. Or if you do need those window wells, maybe just push it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And not just have them corrugated metal. They have some really great concrete window wells that you can do now. Or people are just pouring foundation slabs to create some varying levels where you can actually landscape inside those window wells just to get a little more light in those basements. Because, again, it's really inexpensive square footage. Make it awesome. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Our guest today is Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. get to have so much fun on this show. We get to talk about everything real estate related in Utah, which, you know, there's never a dull moment. So we talk about residential, we talk about commercial and everything in between. Today, we have an awesome guest. It's my friend Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thank you for having me back again.
Absolutely. Jamie's been on our show before. Not only does he design homes, but he also does... What do you call it? You do presentations. You're a stage performer.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Consulting, all of the above.
Yeah, I love to teach classes. Actually taught some to some of the high schools this past year. I've often been invited to teach at the International Builders Show down in Las Vegas or Orlando. And we get thousands of people to show up to those. That's kind of fun. We also do some intimate lunch classes where there's a few hundred people, and we talk about our Make-A-Wish fun spaces. People get a kick out of that, seeing, you know, their bedroom turning into Rapunzel's Tangled Tower and that sort of stuff. And then right here locally at the Home and Garden Show, I'm usually on stage there in January and March. The October show, we're usually winding down, but sometimes we'll be there. And just a little sneak peek, the next one, we're going to try something totally different. So are you familiar with Bob Ross?
Sure.
The painter?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about what would it be like to draw a house in front of people live and on stage.
Wow.
And just take input. Like I'll give some criteria. Like I'll say, okay, we're going to design a 2,500 square foot, two story with a three car garage. And then I'll ask the audience, how many bedrooms do you want? How many, you know, bathrooms and we'll have a wish list, and I'll have a camera on me that'll show it up on the screen, and I will draw a house right in front of people in 1 hour.
Wow.
You know, Bob Ross used to paint a painting in an hour or 30 minutes, and people were wowed by that. So I've asked myself the question, could I draw, like, just line drawing, like a rough concept of a floor plan and a front elevation? And so I've been doing a little beta testing in my office, and I've done it. And so as long as I can keep... Bob was really good at the conversation as he's painting.
Yeah.
So that's where I need to be, you know, the entertainer and draw at the same time. So
that's a lot of pressure, Jamie.
It's a ton of pressure.
I
but,
love it.
You got to fail faster. That's what my business coaches say.
Go big or go home, right?
When I played college baseball, you know, you can't have a ton of stolen bases unless you take your foot off one to go to the next.
Ooh.
So.
I like
here we
it.
Go.
All right. Inspiration right here on the KSL Real Estate Show.
We'll talk more about that on my podcast, which we'll introduce that a little bit later.
So. I know. Jamie invited me to be on his cool podcast that he just started. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. Thanks, Jamie. That's cool. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes that is going on right now. Also giving a shout out to fathers on Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
I know. Happy Father's Day to all those guys out there and KSL friends. There's always a honey-do list, and I think a lot of that is usually home-related. Let's be honest. Yeah. There's always something to do, something to improve, something to fix. The Parade of Homes hopefully gives you a little inspiration on some fun and easy things that you can do to your home to improve it. And, you know, you can do small things. You can do large things. Specifically, in the last segment, we were talking about landscaping and the importance of landscaping.
Absolutely. It's good to think about how you want to use your space, how much space you have to work with. Something I learned when I built my last house was analyzing which direction my yard was going to be. And then tracking the sun, you know, how's the sun going to shine on my yard during each of the seasons? And so I have a home that faces south. So my front yard's south, my backyard's north. Which, if I were to say, what's your most desirable direction, that would be it. Because especially here in Utah, the sun's going to melt the snow off the front driveways a lot quicker.
Which is huge.
And my backyard's going to be in the shade in the summer.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I thought. So we do a ton of entertaining. I have a really cool half acre in Holiday / Mill Creek. And we have a 24-by-12-foot movie screen we drop down. It's like a pirate ship sail.
Awesome.
And we'll do movie nights in our backyard for the neighbor kids. And we get hundreds of people that show up. And it's a ton of fun. And one thing I discovered, we were having a barbecue in our backyard, was the sun in the summertime in Utah sets in the northwest. Now, in your mind, you think the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west. But where... The way the earth rotates here in Utah, not that it's different on, might be different for the flat earthers, but here in Utah, the sun comes up in the northeast in the morning, if you watch it, mm-hmm. and then it comes around to the south and overhead and then sets in the northwest.
Yeah.
And I was assuming it was just going to be in the west. And so it just so happened that at dinner time at 6 o'clock in June and July, the sun would peek through this tiny little space on our back patio and hit everybody in the face during dinner.
Yeah.
And so we had to plant some trees and make some adjustments so that doesn't happen anymore, and get some curtains and furniture and things like that work
all
for the backyard.
Things that Osmond Designs yep. That can help with those problems. Yep. Yeah. And I think just thinking ahead and planning. And once you do all of that, sometimes you have to just move into your home to yeah. see what actually living in your home may be a little bit different yeah. than even what you had planned, like you're yeah. saying.
That one of the cool things about living in so many homes as a kid, mm-hmm. you remember earlier I talked about how my dad and my grandpa and my mom and parents built all the houses we lived in growing up. And each of those experiences allowed me to think in my mind, okay, when I get big, when I grow up, what would I change? How would I modify this? How would I do that? And so even living in apartments and going to college and with roommates and how much space do you need? All of that information, you know, keep track of it as a homeowner or a future homeowner, how you want to use that space, how many people are coming over for Sunday dinners, how often are people coming over, how many, how much time do you spend in the kitchen, how much time do you spend in your backyard, how much time do you spend at your home office, all of that kind of stuff. Those are the kind of questions we ask our clients right out of the gate. A lot of times you'll hear me say, what's your pain? The first question I ask a client is, what's your pain? And they look at me like, well, what are you talking about? And as humans, we don't make a change in our life unless there's some kind of pain going on,
yeah.
whether it's actual pain or it's frustration or people a lot of times say, oh, my kitchen's too small or my garage is too small or my family room's too big because all the kids have left or things like that. So we try to narrow down what those issues are in order to solve their problems and come away with something that is truly world class.
I think that's amazing. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes is going on right now, and there are 31 different builders in the parade. How do you pick a builder? I get asked this question yeah. all the time, Jamie. What's your recommendation?
I'm glad you've asked that, Heather. I've got an awesome page on our website called Questions to Ask Your Builder. And you have to, every builder is going to say, oh, my quality is this, or I'm great at that. And they're all right. They're in their own mind, they're great at what they do. And so it's hard to just say, you know, who gives the best sales pitch. So we have 28 questions, I think, to ask your builder. Things like, you know, what kind of house do you want? Is it a Honda or is it a Lamborghini or is it somewhere in between? Because some builders specialize in those. Like if you went to pick a car at a Honda dealership and expect them to show you a Lamborghini, they can't build it.
Sure.
And if you wanted a Lamborghini but you wanted to pay for a Honda, they can't do that either.
Right.
They're just not in their right wheelhouse. And so make sure you understand what it is that's going to make you happy. I mean, a lot of people are happy with Hondas, and some people are only happy with Lamborghinis. And so you want to match that team up that can perform to your expectation and fit the price. I can't tell you how many times I meet with clients, though, that want the Lamborghini, and they think they can pay for a Honda to get that Lamborghini. And it's never a happy situation. So ask good questions. Get testimonials from people that have worked with these builders. So that's why I ask people to print out 5 of our sheets and go interview 5 of the builders that we usually recommend, because we've kind of kicked the tires. I've worked with dozens and dozens, almost hundreds of builders all over Utah. And so people say, well, who do you recommend? Give me your top builder. Well, there's no such thing, because each one's good at different things. You know,
right.
One builder's on time every day and they meet schedules and deadlines perfectly, but their price is way up here.
Yeah.
Or another client, the builder has a really good price, but their job site's dirty and they're late all the time and they don't meet the quality level that maybe the client thought they wanted.
Right.
So those, you need to pick as a homeowner what is important to you. Is it scheduling? Is it price? Is it quality level? Is it personality of the builder? Some builders are just on 8,000 RPMs all the time. And you walk into a room and there's always a crisis.
Yeah.
Do you want to have that in your life for 9 to 12 months while they're building your house? That could be very stressful. Even if things aren't that big of a deal, So I factor in personality as a big part of it.
Huge. You're going to be working with this person for at least a year.
You're married to them,
basically. You're married to them, yeah.
And so each client has to decide what's important to them. And that's a huge factor. You can't always just say, oh, I'm going to pay for this price. And in my imagination, it's going to get me what I want on that house, because that's pretty rare. So there's a lot of different factors. It's almost like a grading scale of, you know, what's important, what are my top three things, and how does it all balance out?
Yeah.
And can I live with that?
I agree. And I think just having a builder that's organized, I think there's a lot of builders that can build homes, but then how's their accounting department? This is hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars that are flying in and out. And are they double billing? Are they keeping track of all of those invoices and
are they paying
sure,
their subs?
Are they paying their subs?
That's been a big problem,
huge,
even in this market today.
Yeah.
I've had clients call me and say they had to get rid of their builder, and subs are knocking on their door saying they haven't got paid, and the client's already paid the builder, did that money. So you need to have really good contracts in place, and you have really good accountability. And that's what helps by interviewing past clients and going through homes they've done.
I think so, too. And then just, are you on budget? Because we can all build a home that we can't afford later because we've done selections that are outside of the budget. There are so many challenges with building a home. Hopefully today's show will give you some tips and tricks to avoid some of those. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We have Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design. I'm Heather Osmond, Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store owner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Store. Today we have Jamie Walker with Walker Home Design back on the show. Welcome back, Jamie.
Hey, thanks.
So
hopefully
good to see you.
Qualified to make it.
Oh, are you kidding me? You're one of our favorites for sure. Jamie, tell us a little bit about what you do again.
So we design house plans, similar to what an architect would do, but legally I can't say we're architects. But as a kid growing up, I always thought, oh, I want to be an architect. So legally, we're home designers. What I learned as a younger college student was that in our country, you don't need to be an architect to design house plans. Even though my goal has always been to be an architect, in most of the colleges, they teach 95% of how to design commercial buildings, which we've done a few of those. I have a partner that's a licensed architect. So when clients approach us to do a commercial building or things like that, like right now, we're hoping to get a project in California that's a 50-unit mixed use where there's offices on one level and then three stories of apartments above. And so commercial projects are no stranger to us, and we have the mechanical, plumbing, and electrical engineers to manage all of that. So, but my passion is homes, secret passages, fun spaces, cool backyards, giving everybody their own little half acre of heaven. You know?
I think that's amazing. You are one of the most creative people I've ever met. You guys need to go to his website. He's also starting a podcast soon, which is so cool.
Yeah.
Right now we're talking about the Utah Valley Parade of Homes and, of course, giving a shout out for all those dads on Father's Day. So proud of all the dads here in Utah. Happy Father's Day to you. Definitely doing all those honey-do lists at home and at work, and like you, Jamie, they're coaching the softball teams and doing all of those good things as well, and they don't get enough credit. So sure proud of my own specific dad as well. Love him to pieces. So
nice.
Today we're talking also about, you know, landscaping and home design and interior design and how to pick a builder and all those good things. But before you do all of that, you really need to find out how much you can afford.
Yeah.
We want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who is the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. We love Central Bank. They are currently my bank, have always been my bank, and helped me grow my Osmond Designs business. And they do construction loans. They do HELOC loans, which are those home equity lines of credit so that you can remodel your home. And they have a great savings and checking account program, not only for adults, but they have a smart money savings account and checking account for all of the kids, too, where they match for grades and different
nice.
Things. So love Central Bank. Sure proud of them to be part of this show. Jamie, you're doing a giveaway. We love free stuff.
Yeah. Go to the Utah Valley Parade of Homes and take a picture with you and your friends somewhere in or outside of that favorite home, and tag the builder for that home and tag Walker Home Design, And we're going to do a drawing after the parade's over in about 10 days. And we'll give out a $500 Home Depot gift card.
That's amazing. If you are looking for a last-minute gift for Father's Day, go to the Lehigh or the Orem Osmond design stores. There are always last-minute great gift ideas. Recliners seem to be all the rage. Who doesn't want to come home from work and just relax? Yeah. Watch your favorite game on those big screen TVs. We have sideboards, beds. We have all the good things that all the dads need. So check us out. Again, the Parade of Homes is going on. Parade tickets are always a great gift. It's $20. At Osmond Designs, you get a $3 discount per ticket. So check that out. We also are doing a giveaway on the KSL Real Estate Show today. The first person that walks into the Lehigh store will receive 2 free tickets to the parade. And the first person that walks into the Orem store will receive 2 tickets to the Parade of Homes. Do not crash your car getting there, but those will be free. You'll also receive a free bag and a free lanyard with your tickets. So that will be really, really fun. The Parade of Homes is, you know, supposed to be inspiring. It is. It's House and Pinterest come to life. Yeah. Jamie Walker has designed a lot of homes that have been in the Parade of Homes. I've done the furnishings and interior design for a lot of these homes. We have over, I'm 20 years experience. How many years, Jamie?
30 years.
Only 30? Yeah. That's amazing. Jamie, you also have a podcast. We want to make sure we mention that.
Yeah, we just recorded our first episode. It's called Design and Drive. And there's some surprises in there that are coming up with a lot of builders who collect cars also. So we're not only going to have cool experts in the design industry of homes and suppliers and things like that, but also we're going to dig into the garages of some of these builders who collect really cool cars.
That's amazing. So. And on your website, you have all of these free downloads. Pick a builder, pick an interior designer. What else do you have on there?
Yeah. Questions to ask your architect and designer too. You know, a lot of people just pick on price and they look at a floor plan and an exterior style, but you need to dig into the plans and see how their plans are drawn and interview builders and say, hey, have you built these plans before? And what do they look like? Because it's way different than you would think. It's not like picking out a plumber versus another plumber.
Yeah.
Homes, it does matter who draws your house.
It absolutely does. And you can save so much money by having your home designed correctly.
Correct. Absolutely.
Love it. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Again, Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Heather.
You always have great info, and it's great to have you as a friend as well. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Signing off today. Please join us next week. Thank you so much.